I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston.
Six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
Liftoff last night for the Bereshit mission. It's an Israeli spacecraft headed for the moon, and it was boosted into the sky by a SpaceX rocket. If the mission succeeds, it will be a first for a private company. Usually these kinds of missions are funded by governments. This spacecraft was cheaper than anything NASA could build, and smaller too, about the size of a dishwasher. I spoke to Yonatan Weintraub earlier today. He's a co-founder of SpaceIL, the nonprofit behind the mission.
The main engineering concept here is that we want to do commercial off the shelf. We wanted to do it small and lightweight and cheap. And this is what makes this mission cost only $100 million versus the billions and billions of dollars that traditional moon landers usually cost.
And is that to make the point that, yes, we can do this, we can get to space for a lot less money?
So this is a technology demonstrator. We use a lot of very exciting new technologies to lower the cost, starting from commercial off-the-shelf components rather than space-qualified ones. We use 3D printing, and we're also using new orbits. And all that is to show that you can do a space mission, a moon lander, for a lot less than what people have thought is actually possible. Because when the costs come down, we can do a lot more science with that. And, you know, we see also already the fruits of that effort. The NASA administrator tweeted this morning that he is hoping that this type of spacecraft would be more predominant in the future. And our partners, Israeli Aerospace Industries, have already signed an agreement with OHB, which is a German company, to try to make another one of those landers for the European Space Agency and so on. So I hope that this type of designs, cheap, affordable, small missions to other planets, is going to be something that we're going to see a lot more in the future.
So your lunar lander kind of hitched a ride on a SpaceX rocket, and that's how it's getting there?
Yeah, so we basically shared a ride, or kind of Uber of space travel. If you are building a spacecraft, you have two options. Either, and you want to get it to space, either you launch it buying a full rocket, which is very expensive and would probably not be able to do within our mission. So we decided to split the cost with another satellite, a communication satellite that was also launched yesterday on board this SpaceX Falcon 9. And by splitting the cost, we can actually make it affordable for a smaller organization like ours.
Yonatan, where did the idea for this mission come from?
So, three engineers sitting in a bar sketching the first drawings of the spacecraft. That sounds like the beginning of a joke, but this is actually how it happened. Yariv, Kfir, and myself sat down in a bar somewhere in 2010 and thought, why won't we attempt going for the moon? And we registered for our competition. That's called Google Lunar XPRIZE. And we started designing the spacecraft.
Now, you didn't win that initial contest. You entered, but you pursued your idea anyway. Why is the mission so important?
Yeah, so Google decided to cancel the competition after no winner has been able to land on the moon. But we thought that we had something that can actually do something than a lot more than just land on the moon. We're doing this to inspire kids, because kids today, they're not as interested in sciences and engineering anymore. They're much more interested in being celebrities. And we wanted to bring the attention back to the sciences. So we reach out to kids, we tell them about the spaceship, and we see their eyes light up. And this is so important for us to have the next scientists and the next engineers. And for that reason, we decided to continue with this mission.
I understand your spacecraft also includes a time capsule with some interesting contents. Tell us about it.
The time capsule that we're using is about the size of a DVD disc, but it's extremely special because we were able to inscribe into this drawings and pictures of kids that were sent to us from all over the world about sciences and engineering. We included some books and dictionaries and basically a lot of the knowledge of mankind in 2019, and we cranked up like tens of millions of pages into that small space. And as it goes to the moon and rests there, we basically are able to get the dreams of all the people that are involved in this mission on that disc and take it there.
How did you feel watching it leave the launch pad last night?
That was incredible. Yariv and myself started this about 8.5 years ago. And, you know, in the beginning, we thought we were gonna land on the moon, but, it was so far away. As the spacecraft went up, you know, it only weighs a couple of kilograms, but it carries tons and tons of people's dreams and hopes, and it all went up there. And that was actually incredible to see.
Yonatan Weintraub is a co-founder of SpaceIL. Thanks a lot for speaking with us, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.